Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to another Stoic State of Mind, where we're digging deep into those tools that make us mentally tougher, more resilient, and ultimately, happier. Today's topic? Something we all grapple with, embracing our strengths and weaknesses. You know the drill. We've got this awesome superpower here, a killer talent over there, but then bam. We get hit with a, I suck at this, moment that throws us off balance. But what if I told you that accepting both sides of the coin could be the key to unlocking your full potential? Think about it. We spend so much time trying to fix our flaws, chase perfection, and hide our perceived weaknesses. But maybe, just maybe, the real power lies in owning them all, the good, the bad, and the downright messy. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that might just change how you see yourself. Number 1. Your strengths are your compass. Think of them as those guiding stars that point you in the right direction. They fuel your passions, ignite your creativity, and make you uniquely awesome. Don't be afraid to lean into them, to let them shine bright. Ever felt that rush of excitement when you're tackling something you're truly good at? That's your strength at work. Number 2. Your weaknesses are your growth opportunities. They're the areas where you can stretch yourself, learn new things, and become even more resilient. You know those, I wish I could be better at this, moments? Those are gold mines waiting to be explored. Don't see them as roadblocks. Think of them as detours leading to exciting new discoveries. Remember that saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger? Well, weaknesses can definitely make you stronger if you embrace the challenge. Number 3. Comparison is the thief of joy. This one's a biggie. You know what I'm talking about, scrolling through social media and feeling like everyone else has it figured out except you. Stop it. Comparing your journey to someone else's highlights reel is like comparing apples and oranges. We all have our own unique paths, strengths, and weaknesses. Focus on your own game, celebrate your victories big and small, and learn from those inevitable stumbles. Number 4. Be kind to yourself. You're human, after all. We all make mistakes, stumble along the way, and have moments where we feel less than perfect. That's perfectly okay. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. And finally, number 5. Embrace the whole package. The beautiful thing about being human is that we are complex, multifaceted beings. We're not just one thing. We're a blend of strengths and weaknesses, light and shadow. Celebrate the entire tapestry of who you are. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist with incredible creativity but terrible time management skills. She knows she's capable of producing stunning work, but deadlines often feel like her kryptonite. She gets stressed, procrastinates, and sometimes even misses opportunities because she can't seem to get organized. But here's the catch. Sarah has started acknowledging her weakness. She's experimenting with different strategies, breaking down projects into smaller chunks, setting realistic goals, and even using a time management app. It's not always easy, but she's making progress. She's still learning, but by embracing her weakness, she's also unlocking new strengths, perseverance, adaptability, and the willingness to ask for help when needed. So, what are your key takeaways? Remember, embracing both your strengths and weaknesses is a journey, not a destination. It's about recognizing your whole self, celebrating the good stuff, and using those not-so-good moments as opportunities for growth and learning. I want to hear from you. What's one strength you're particularly proud of, and what's one weakness you're actively working on? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and inspiration together. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode of Stoic State of Mind. Until next time, keep striving for that resilient, disciplined state of mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.